Jinergy! Put in your booby rocks. Live your best life. Keep doing you. So much Jinergy! Jinergy! Oh, I should have had the Casio today. Oh, man.
Nice. Thanks for having me back, Jen.
Yeah, welcome back.
I'm always afraid I'm going to get that call that's like, not this week.
No? Yeah, you're cut off. Some funny things this week. I went to the dermatologist today. I was leaving the office, and the nurse came up to me at checkout and was like, hey, is this yours? And it was one of my booby rocks. I had 12 in today. I lost one.
Oh, gross. Did she have gloves on at least?
Yeah.
Oh, thank heaven.
Yeah. So thanks. I got that back. Could have lost that.
Yeah. I would have told her, keep it.
No. Then I went and got gas, okay, in the car, right? Looked up at the grocery store sign. They had Wide Awake Coffee advertised on it for buy one, get one. Wide Awake Coffee, which made me think, I wonder if it comes in decaf, because that would be a sick joke. Then they had medium avocados, which was weird because I thought, well, they were 49 cents, which made me question how much are the large and the small ones to know if that's a good deal.
Right.
You know? And then it said ground chuck 80% lean, which I kind of felt was shaming. Because what if it was in the air, Chuck, and he was like 20% fat with the pH? You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like you're keeping him down. You're keeping Chuck down on
right.
the ground. Like,
it sounds 100% badass.
I know. some random fact I do want to share this is when I pump gas, I pump it and I make it to the 0.01. So that I know when I get my statement, it's gas on my statement. And I was telling a guy that one day, and he's like, oh, hell nah. I pump it to the next dollar. He's like, I'll let that shit spew out of there.
What? Yeah, it's funny you say that, because I always go to 01 so that I know that day I only got fuel. Because sometimes I get suckered into buying, like, leave there with 3 town clubs and a pack of smokes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if I just get gas, I stop at 01. But the other day, it's funny you say that, because I went in, prepaid for gas, got a Pepsi, and as I'm walking out and walking towards the pump, gas is just going all down the front of the machine. Like, I haven't even walked up to the nozzle yet, and it's just puking down the front of the pump.
Oh, did somebody keep the...
Yeah. Oh. So I go out there, and I can see that at the handle's up, so I jump in between the mist of it, and I grab the handle and stop it. And there was no money on the machine yet. It wasn't taking any money out of my pocket or fuel. So I put it in the car, and it went on doing that for like 10, 15 seconds. Then I hit the button, and I started getting the fuel that I paid for. But I wish I'd have been a little quicker. But it was weird that, like, yeah, just whoa. There was a couple gallons probably just laying across the front of the suckers.
Oh, yeah.
I got it all over my boots. Then I got it in my carpet in my car, and that was karma. It's what I get for sucking the free gas out of it. Yeah, pretty much. Now I got to deal with the smell of it, which I don't mind, but, you know.
Dang. Someone did that to me. I had pulled up to the pump just like that, but they had locked the pump, you know, so that when you do hit the button, it'll just start spewing out. So now I check it every time. I don't hit the button until I grab the handle, knowing that.
I never thought of that, but that was hilarious.
Yeah.
I would have been bummed if I got out there and it was already at like 5:38. I'm like, oh no.
Oh no.
I only paid for $7.
Yeah, good times with the gas. Man, that's strong. That's a strong smell too. Like, I don't know
how you
gotta like kitty litter that or something in your car.
Yeah, I don't know. I just natural.
Ask
natural. Dad'll be throwing kitty litter on it and then
charcoal and like
sawdust.
All right. Oh man. All right. So, good news here. We got some listener grab bags.
It's that time again for another listener grab bag. Grab, 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 grab.
Yeah, let me pull mine up here. I got them.
Okay.
All right. Listener grab bag. First one I have. Oh, this one's to you, Jen.
Okay.
Says, hey, Jen, love the show. Love you guys. You make my Tuesday morning drives exciting. I receive your show to my email. How can I listen to past episodes? Stacy from Iowa.
Oh, Stacy. Yeah, good times. So if we email it out, you can either go back to the previous emails or you can go to, you can find those. They're kept on Podbean, Libsyn, you know, Spotify. The episodes
slowly are getting them onto YouTube. YouTube is always an option.
Yeah, yeah. And I've been putting all my live videos back on there too, because I know some people that listen to the show don't have access to Facebook, so I've been moving those over, you know.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. So, okay, awesome. That was a great question from Stacy. Thanks for writing in, Stacy. Amber from South Carolina writes in, hey guys, love listening each week to your podcast. Jen, you've mentioned coaching. What direction are you going with comedy or coaching? That's a great question. So my goal is to merge like mindset coaching and comedy together, so like you can clear some things up to kind of be the happiest you can be in your life. If you think about it, it's kind of like walking through a spider web of nastiness that you get caught up in. So coaching can kind of clear that out and then allow you to be your best self. So comedy and laughing are my passion, and it's the easiest thing I do. So that's a given.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. My next one here says, hey guys, hello from Michigan. I listen on Spotify every week. Love it. What do you guys do when you're not podcasting? Steve F.
Steve, yeah, go ahead.
When I'm not podcasting, I usually messing around in my garden. I probably right now have 10 different projects going, some for myself, some for other people. The kids and I are working on a go-kart. I work on the podcast. When I'm not doing that, I race RC trucks in a league there. I'm currently in second.
Out of two?
Yes, currently there's two of us in the league. And so I didn't want to say last, so I said second.
Right. Well,
thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah. What do you do during the day? What's your day job?
Oh, what do I for a living?
Yeah.
For a living, I am a fabricator for an industrial company. I spend a lot of time cutting and bending metal and welding. A lot of time under my hood with my own thoughts and sadness.
Is that where most of your creativity for the show comes?
Yeah, and then I go in the break room. Write things down, record things.
Right. Yeah. Okay, cool. That's
what
good
do you
times.
Do? What do you
oh,
do?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I do online customer service all day for a printing company. And I write news articles to get put in magazines. That's exciting. I'm working on a video series. We're creating a bunch of stuff. I'm working on comedy stuff, coaching stuff. It's good times. Lots of good stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good question. All right, got another question here from Jeezy. Jeezy.
Like two letters?
Like J-E-E-Z-Y. Jeezy.
Oh, Jeezy. Okay.
Jeezy from Georgia writes, hey guys, love the show and would like to get involved. How can I do that? Thanks for asking, Jeezy. We actually have two new additions. We now have an application that you can apply to be on our show while picking your own date. And we are excited to introduce, we have a Patreon that you can contribute to each month that'll allow us to buy new equipment and be able to do live shows with or without a mask. Thanks, Jeezy. That was easy.
Nice.
All right, you got one last one?
I do. I have one more.
Okay.
It says, dear Jen and Jeff, first off, I really like the show. You two are goofy with the number two. Second, where does Jeff find his news stories? They are random as it gets. Stay funny, Sarah G, Wisconsin. Oh, that's funny. You mentioned about the news stories. For WJEN News reporting, I am Jeff Free. Lottery jackpot shared after a 1992 handshake. Longtime friends Joe Feeney and Tom Cook made a pact in 1992 sealed with a handshake that one of them won the lottery, they would share it. Nearly 30 years later, the numbers came up for Tom, and he honored the deal. Joe said he was stunned when his friend called to say that they were sharing the $22 million jackpot. He called me and said, "Are you jerking my bobber?" said the keen fisherman. The odds of winning the Powerball are estimated to be 1 in about 292 million. The two men decided to take a cash option of $16.7 million, which means that after federal and state taxes, each will take home about $5.7 million. Tom decided to retire after learning about the winning, while Joe was already retired. They say they look forward to spending more time fishing and with family.
Whoa! $5 million? That's terrible! Yeah.
They each get $5.7 million after taxes.
Oh,
not bad after a handshake in 1992. I did a lot worse back then. I ain't got shit for it.
Still got a medical condition, but never mind. Okay, so I have a news story here. WJEN News. A farmer returns a prosthetic leg to the skydiver. I'm saying skydiver lost during a jump. A Vermont skydiver who lost his prosthetic leg during a jump has it back, thanks to a farmer who kept an eye out for it and spotted it in a soy bon.
Soy bon?
It's new. It's like the Autobahn, but it's soy. A soy bon field. Double amputee Chris Markris of Hyde Park went for a jump Saturday at Vermont Skydiving Adventures in West Addison and lost one of his prosthetic legs after leaping from the plane. "I think my adrenaline was so high and I was just so excited I didn't realize I had lost it," he said. He then put out the word on social media he lost his leg. Farmer Joe, blah, 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 saw the post. Saw the post before finding the prosthetic on Sunday in a soybean field. Beyond a few scratches, it was undamaged. "You always got to keep an eye out," said who compared the discovery to a needle in a haystack. He said he was grateful he found the leg without running it over with a machine during fall harvest. "Or God forbid the combine sucked it up, it would have destroyed it," he said.
Oh.
Macris said losing his leg turned into a positive experience. "We kind of take for granted sometimes how many truly good people there still are in the world," he said. I'm going to throw it back to you, Jeffy.
Why America is running out of aluminum cans. As reported by Alicia Wallace for CNN Business, a shortage of one of the most mundane items in daily life, the humble aluminum can, means beer fans are likely to find that some of their favorite brews are out of stock right now and for a while. The supply problem is prompting brewers like Molson, Brooklyn Brewery, and Carl Strauss to cut back on the breadth of brands they sell and exacerbating concerns of out of stocks. Everyone who makes anything goes into a 12-ounce can is being challenged to some aspect, Adam Collins, Molson Coors spokesman, told CNN Business. One major factor is the coronavirus and changing habits related to it. Beer that would have ended up in kegs at restaurants and bars has shifted, along with other kinds of alcohol, to being sold in retail stores and through online channels and consumed at home. Often in cans, the boom is pantry loading, and the spring has compounded the problem by throwing brewery supply chains out of whack. And in related news, man holds pee after drinking beer and his bladder explodes. It has always been said, don't hold your pee. If you have to go, you go. And especially if you've been drinking beer in this case. A man drank all the beer and let it sit in his system, that is. The beer only stayed in for so long. He didn't do it on purpose. It turns out that he fell asleep. Reed passed the F out and thus spent the next 18 hours holding his pee in while he slept. A heavy night of drinking, yes, but to sleep for 18 hours? Yeah. Mr. Hu drank 10 bottles of beer before his long night of rest. After having searing abdominal pain, he went to Zhuji People's Hospital in Zhejiang, Eastern China. A CT scan showed that his bladder was torn in three places. The pain from not peeing was so intense that Mr. Hu couldn't lay flat, and after several attempts at going to the bathroom, he couldn't do that either.
Dang.
When you drink alcohol, it causes the body to produce more urine than usual, so that can potentially contribute to the bladder being full. Dr. Bradley Gill, a board-certified urologist at the Cleveland Clinic in Ohio, tells Live Science. He also says when accompanied by an inebriated individual being less aware of this fullness, this can result in traumatic bladder rupture. And so it did. Jen, back to you.
Oh, man. Oh, that just hurt. Oh, that is not urine luck.
Oh, no. That's urine loss.
Okay. P.S., you have a great reporting voice. I feel like I need to practice that. I don't have a good radio voice. Unless it sounds like
thanks, Jen. I've been practicing this voice for some time. Yeah. I work in a loud shop.
Okay, so I have another news story. It's for WJEN News. Police capture a kangaroo hopping through Fort Lauderdale. Police officers captured an unlikely suspect bouncing through a Florida neighborhood Thursday morning after receiving a call about a kangaroo running loose. Fort Lauderdale police officers managed to capture him and place him in a squad car. The marsupial was taken to a barn where the agency keeps its horses. Anthony Mashes, who claims to be the kangaroo's owner, told the Sun Sentinel he had been hoping to bring his pet Jack home. But police told him the animal won't be returned because Fort Lauderdale isn't zoned for kangaroos. Mashes said he was at work when he learned Jack had escaped. I was taking out the recycle bin and I didn't shut the gate all the way, Mashes said. I guess he punched his way through. Those are his words. Mashes said he got Jack about 4 months ago from a Davy man who was moving and didn't want the animal anymore. Mashes also has a corgi named Max. They love each other. They play and they run around. That's a quote.
Nice.
Officials weren't sure where Jack ended up, but Mashes said he has friends in Palm City County who are permitted to house kangaroos. We're going to throw it back to Jeff outside the studio for the weather.
Thanks, Jen. It's a balmy 72 out, but the real feel is 78. Wind's coming out of the east. The sun is high in the sky. Tomorrow it's supposed to be 80, 82 the next day, and 83 the day after that, with a 69% chance of rain. 69. All right. Back to you in the studio.
And we're back! Okay, do you have another one?
Yep. Thanks, Jen. I just made it back inside. Okay. For WJEN News Studio, I'm Jeff Free. Rare Area 51 pictures show giant hangar has mysteriously vanished. New long-range photographs of the top-secret military base deep in the Nevada desert show a giant hangar previously pictured at the site is nowhere to be seen. An entire building has quietly vanished from the United States' mysterious Area 51. Before and after photographs of the top-secret military base in the Nevada desert show a large hangar has vanished. The mystery around the site has sparked rumors aliens and UFO has been captured there, as American authorities reveal almost nothing publicly about what its purpose is. Long-range photographs captured by private pilot Gabe Zeifman offer a rare insight into the layout of one of the most enigmatic landmarks in the world. The pilot had permission to fly along the border of the base, despite the airspace over Area 51 being tightly restricted. Jen, back to you.
All right, Jeffy, good news. For WJEN News, we have our first live reporter out in the field. We're going to throw it over to Dave Id.
Thanks a lot, Jen. It means so much being able to follow my dreams as a field reporter, bringing the people the news they want.
This is a WJEN breaking news break. Former Argentinian soccer player claims he was abducted by aliens after being late to a training session. Former University de Chile player Guillermo Marino was late to practice. His excuse, Marino was abducted by aliens, according to former teammate Gustavo Lorenzetti. He says that he arrived late to one training because he was abducted by aliens, Lorenzetti reports. He gave us the entire explanation of what he felt and the rest of it. He started to explain that he was suddenly lost and abducted by aliens. He explained that they take out your soul, analyze it, and all the while of the journey, they are looking after you. The two were teammates at the University of Chile from 2011 to 2013 when Lorenzetti says that the situation took place. Lorenzetti is confident that Marino is telling the truth and didn't believe that Marino was the type of player that would make an excuse just because he was late. Lorenzetti doesn't appear to be doubting his former teammate, regardless of how wild the story may seem. For WJEN News, this has been a breaking news break.
Say, if you can roll it, you can smoke it. For WJN News, I'm Dave Id. Back to you in the studio.
Okay, thanks, Dave Id. So, just in time for holiday cookie season, whatever holiday you're celebrating, we've discovered that the vanilla flavoring in your baked goods and candy could come from the anal excretions of beavers. Just like the person...
I
just
got,
like just like your Tim Hortons buddy said. So
he was right.
Yep. Beaver butts secrete a goo called castoreum, which the animals use to mark their territory. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration lists castoreum as a generally regarded as a safe additive, and manufacturers have used it extensively in perfumes and foods for at least 80 years, according to a 2007 study in the International Journal of Toxicology. I left the animal's tail, said Joanne Crawford, a wildlife ecologist at Southern Illinois University, and I'm like, get down there and stick your nose near its bum. That's her quote. People think I'm nuts, she added. I tell them, oh, but it's beavers. It smells really good. Castoreum is a chemical compound that mostly comes from a beaver's castor sacs. Kind of like a squirrel. Just a castor sac? I'm going to start calling you that. Which are located between the pelvis and the base of the tail. Because of its close proximity to the anal glands, castoreum is often a combination of castor gland secretions, anal gland secretions, and urine! The fragrant brown slime is about the consistency of molasses, though not quite as thick, Crawford said. While most anal secretions stink due to odor-producing bacteria in the gut, this chemical compound is a product of the beaver's unique diet of leaves and bark, Crawford added. Instead of smelling icky, it has a musky vanilla scent, which is why food scientists like to incorporate it into recipes. Back to you for more animal news, Jeffy.
Thanks, Jen. A closed zoo in New Mexico is trying to raise money by selling paintings by the zoo's animals. KOB-TV in Albuquerque, New Mexico reported that the New Mexico Biopark Society is offering artwork by the zoo's elephants holding paintbrushes in their trunks, snow leopards using their paws, and they're using the money to buy zookeeper equipment. Art collectors can check out the paintings at the Art Gone Wild online gallery. The prices range from $25 to nearly $600. A Red Lobster employee found a rare blue lobster, but instead of cooking it, the restaurant sent it to an Ohio zoo. A rare blue lobster has received a reprieve after a restaurant sent it to an Ohio zoo for conservation instead of consumption. Akron Facebook post on Sunday said a Red Lobster employee who found a blue lobster in a delivery to the Cuyahoga Falls Eatery recognized just how rare the creatures are. About one out of every 2 million lobsters are blue, according to the zoo. The blue shell is due to a genetic anomaly.
Is it genetic? Like
genetic
me?
Anomaly. It's a genetic anomaly, Jen.
Okay.
The blue lobster.
All
right. Jen, that was all I had for animal news. We're going to throw it back to you for the horoscopes.
Okay, you're Virgo?
Virgo, Jen.
Virgo, yes. Here's your free Virgo horoscope for this time. Your ideals, with an L, are starting to shape the way you're living, so congratulations. Sandwiches often seem harmless until they force their way into your stomach and start screaming and banging. A lot of work will be undone today as someone evil and vicious sets out making your life less nice. Okay, mine is you tend to be less true to yourself at work, but today you may let a little of yourself slip out at a most awkward moment. Nice and butch is how you like it, but you might want to play it down in certain circumstances. Hopefully the pains you're currently experiencing will disappear over the coming hours.
And this concludes our WJEN news broadcast.
Oh man, good times. So what are you jazzed about this week?
This week I'd have to say I recently started another TV show, still watching Spartacus.
Okay.
But this is more along the lines of Downton Abbey. Same thing, PBS. It's a Masterpiece Theater mystery. It's called Grantchester. I like it. It's a good story, good characters. But I'm in season two already, and I feel like it's gonna get repetitive. I know it's gonna. It's a small village. You can only have so many murders.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what it's all based around, is murders and things. And it's not even one ongoing storyline. Like, you could just hop in and watch an episode.
Right. crazy. Yeah.
It's not bad though. I like the characters. The characters are good, but the town's fun. It reminds me a lot of the more action parts of Downton Abbey.
Yeah. Good times. This week I'm jazzed. I read online that Brian Regan is coming to the Comedy Zone in Charlotte on August 14th and 15th, which is next week, next weekend. So
you going to that?
I don't think so. Only because it's hard with the dogs. Like, they have separation anxiety and they get all stressed out. And I don't think we can leave them for that long. But it's only going to be 120 people. And I feel like you'd like probably get to meet them if you do go.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe. It's hard. But yeah, so if anyone out in that area is out there, he's a super clean comic and he's so, so funny. We've seen him a few times. Brian Regan, check him out. And then another thing is I have a six-figure class that I'm taking right now. It's like an 8-week class on how to build a six-figure income and like living your highest intention, so that it starts like from the groundwork of like, what is your highest intention? And you should only be doing things that involve working towards your highest intention. So it's really nice because, you know, you have people coming at you all the time. And if it's not supporting your goals, there could be like 50 things thrown at you and you can't do them all because say only 10 of them are working towards your highest intention. So it really helps with focus and I'm super excited about that. So we would like to ask, if you could please just go to iTunes, leave us a star review, any review, 5-star preferably, but if you don't think it's a 5-star, you know, we appreciate your honest opinion and leave a few words about the show. We'd appreciate that so we can work our way up. I'm all the way up.
Brisk, baby.
Yeah, thanks again to Dave and for popping on. Thanks to Jeffy for the weather and all this good news, animal news.
I do want to bring up again too, Jen, the Patreon that you mentioned in the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
People, if they go to patreon.com, punch in so much Genergy, you can see the different tiers and what the different offerings are. It's different than the membership.
Well, it's just different. So it'll give you some, like, some of the tiers have like a bonus content, some have merch packs, some like you can come and like be on the show or watch the show with us. A lot of cool
stuff. I also want to throw out there too that if anybody listening knows or has somebody that does something or is important to them or special in their life, or they have a special skill or a creative skill set and they want to be on the show to be interviewed, they can go to the website, somuchenergy.com, and fill out a form to be interviewed on the show, or at least to be a guest on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, we would love that. We're all about, like, helping everybody.
Doing what we can.
Yeah. Just living our best life and sharing that with everybody. So thanks again for being here. I hope you have an awesome week, and we'll see you next time. Bye!
See ya.